And every Thursday, we head to Deutsche Welle in Bonn. And joining me is Kai Nebe in Bonn. Welcome, Kai. Great to have you back.
Hi, Clarence. Good to be there as well. Thanks.
Okay, we're going to start off in Moscow. The recent terror attack at a Moscow concert hall has left over 130 people dead. It's rocked Russia. And even though Russian security forces arrested four suspects, some Russian officials have tried to lay the blame at the door of the Ukraine and its Western allies. How has Europe responded to these allegations, Kai?
Yeah, Clarence, it's a good question because in the aftermath of the attack, it was pretty clear, at least from a Western perspective, that this was the work of Islamic State. Islamic State even, in fact, they claimed responsibility for the fact. There was even video footage shown and stuff. However, Russian officials seem to have taken the line that they could not have done this without Western support. Even the Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson, Maria Zakharova, said even yesterday that it was extremely hard to believe that Islamic State would have had the capacity to carry out this attack. It must be said that Russian officials have so far provided absolutely no evidence to support these claims. Vladimir Putin has, for example, said that the attacks were carried out by Islamic militants, but that Ukraine had prepared a window for them to escape. All of these claims have been unsubstantiated by Russian officials. However, to your question, you know, how has Europe in particular reacted to this? Well, they have beefed up, European countries have actually beefed up their own security procedures in the event that Islamic terrorist attack could come to them. Remember, U.S. Intelligence actually said after the attack in Moscow that they had warned Russian officials that there could be an attack at a mass gathering and had even warned U.S. citizens in Russia to stay away from mass gatherings. So, for example, France has already put 4,000 extra soldiers on alert over the next few days. Germany has introduced, says it's now going to introduce border controls for the European Football Championships, which are coming. That doesn't sound like a big deal, but remember, we're in the European Union here, where introducing border controls is a big thing because the Eurozone is supposed to be a free movement area. So, Clarence, that's the latest on how Europe has reacted, really, to what has happened in Russia on Friday, that horrible, horrible incident.
Indeed. We're going to be following that story closely as it develops. But just quickly, Kai, before we go, there has been great consternation, particularly in Europe, as Easter nears, because the price of cocoa has rocketed past $10,000 per metric ton. And that means all the chocolates consumed around this time of the year could see some price surges. But how has it come to this, Kai?
Yeah, Clarence, so it's not only, unfortunately, the bad news, it's not only going to affect consumers in Europe and the United States. It's also going to affect everybody who consumes chocolate around the world. But it is true that the European Union consumes about half of the world's chocolate production. But as to why there's been such a massive price increase in cocoa, so cocoa is, in fact, the bean from which all chocolate is made. And believe it or not, this is a crazy thing, but 3/4 of the world's cocoa are produced in West Africa alone, and 2/3 are in just Ivory Coast and Ghana. So it's a very, very concentrated source market. And just to give you an idea how much more expensive cocoa has gotten, a year ago it was trading at about $3,000 per metric ton. And now, as you said, it's gone to $10,000 per metric ton. And basically, that's been blamed on the fact that there are very poor harvests in West Africa due to the El Nino weather phenomenon, which has caused unseasonal wind from the Sahara and early rains, which have caused cocoa beans to rot prematurely. It means basically that the farmers are not being able to get their harvests out. And you know, this is a situation, unfortunately, where the farmers are suffering more than the actual chocolate producers, such as Mondelez or Hershey, because while the demand for chocolate is increasing, the price has also gone up. So, Clarence, it seems like it's going to be a kind of a bumper harvest for the actual chocolate manufacturers, but not so much for the cocoa bean producers in that regard.
Yeah, so I guess there's not going to be a lot of Easter eggs going around this time here, this time round. But thank you, Kai Nebe, our Deutsche Welle correspondent out in Bonn today. Some of the things making the headlines out in that part of the world.